It's a Daily Talk Show episode 375.
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
Is that... Oh, that's the sound of...
Oh, you're asking what's happening with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just printing off a little Polaroid. It's a new little gadget that I got over the weekend.
It's actually not a Polaroid.
Well, it's a... Yeah, hang on, what are you talking about?
Polaroid is a brand.
Okay, it's a Fujiroid. Because it's a Fuji film. I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. I just printed off one little shot of the Barefoot Investor and you and I.
Yes. Scott was in the building today. We're doing some pre-prod.
Yeah. Oh, and I printed off also you on an elephant. Looking like you're having a heap of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've been working on... I think they've announced it now that Scott's doing the documentary.
Have they?
And so we're doing like... some content around it.
Yeah, we're doing some supporting content for his documentary and for the movement that he is.
Yeah, maybe they didn't. Yeah, they did announce the documentary.
I mean, we didn't really say anything then. This is the funny thing about I've got some friends that work in television, and the amount of conversations I've had with them that's just like, can't say much.
You know,
it's like, it's almost, I'm more into the fact that I don't know and this conversation, not this one, but the ones I have with them. Then I even give a shit about what actually ends up happening.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a, you can be in a bit of a bubble in regards to the news. Like 3D Dill's announcement.
Being in the bubble.
Yeah, talking about a bubble. Like there is the way that he is investing into the Instagram game of daily and updates.
Well, you and I were just having back and forth. Yeah. You sent one out, I sent one back. That's Insta about stories, as much as went back and forth. So it was back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, I can't believe this. He's done it again. And I said, how many positions can he, you know, how many poses can he do at the end of the table?
Can you give us 3D Dill? Are you slightly concerned that maybe the announcement that you are going to announce on July 1 won't live up to the hype?
Nope. I'm a confident
It's that big?
I think so.
I mean, there's one great thing about our team is we're all really confident when asked. Mr. 97, if I was to ask you confidently.
Sure.
You know, sorry, you need to respond confidently.
You didn't really ask confidently.
I'll ask confidently.
Just do it because you don't sound confident right now.
I'm confident. I'll ask you confidently. You need to respond confidently.
Sure.
The frozen spinach you advised me to buy for my smoothies.
Yes.
Can you... and does it direct you to use in smoothies?
What the fuck does that mean? Was that a
No, question? It's not. I don't think it's mentioned. No, it's not mentioned anywhere on the packet to use in the smoothies.
Is it? Does it specify that you can't consume unless cooked?
I haven't read the package.
Wait, so what does it mean?
My family's come down with listeria. No, because this is what
listeria, I... Listeria, it sounds like some sort of hysteria.
I think that's what happens. It's like shit that hasn't been washed. I don't know, there's like
similar to
germs in
what's the
damp.
Egg? What happens when you have chicken or egg?
Salmonella.
I'm just making shit up. But I said to Mr. 97, I was like, do you pay to live at home? Do you pay for your smoothie stuff? Like, do you buy groceries? That's another conversation. His smoothie, he's like, hey, mate, it's cheap. My smoothie only cost me how much?
Like $2.
$2. And I was like, fuck, mate, I'm dropping heaps of cash over here. I'm buying $3 bags of spinach. And he's like, mate, frozen spinach is the way to go. I was like, this is fucking amazing. So I bought some frozen spinach. Mm-hmm. They come in like cube form. And so I was just whacking little cubes in. And then I wanted to buy some spinach last night because I'm running low on my frozen spinach that my son Bodie and Amy have in the morning with me. Went last night, grabbed the frozen spinach, turned it around because I was like, there was a few whack packages. I hadn't been to this supermarket before.
What, set on the Aldi or what?
No, it was Coles, but I got mine from Woolworths. Okay. And so it was just a clearer purchase. It was like frozen spinach balls or whatever. And then the
Are
other
one balls?
Was, no, like they're cubes. Weird cubes. They're like, it's weird. It's weird. They look like this weird
So
shape.
Do they blend?
Hey mate, they blend beautifully. Like
no, but do they blend, do you blend, what are they called again?
Spinach.
Spinach. Do they blend?
Never had spinach before.
No, I've had spinach before. It's actually very high in nutrients. great in omelets. They are great in omelets.
Yeah, I mean, this frozen stuff would be great in omelets because you cook it. On the back of the packet, it said, do not consume unless cooked.
could you cook it before you blended it?
Well, I've heard come out of the kid's mouth, oh, it's cooked before you...
The elderly one is cooked.
Ah,
yeah, okay. So the elderly one's pre-cooked.
This has worked out to be a good way of him pushing Aldi.
So I want you tonight to put on the Daily Talk Show's Instagram account a story of you pulling out your spinach that was not purchased by your money.
Okay.
And do it. Hey, guys, I'm just checking here and I want you to see what it says.
Okay.
Once you do yours, I'll do mine.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll show it and then we'll...
What is the okay joke?
Oh, it's this, would it be an African dude? He's like this funny guy. He's fucking, it's almost like this dude who puts on a African accent.
Mm-hmm.
He's an African dude, but he puts on the accent. I think he like hams it up heaps. And I think there was a video, I think, unless it was just a random person. Am I right, Dil?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, there's this dude who just like...
It's panning across a mountain scene. And then this guy's face just pops up and he goes, okay.
Really?
Okay. But people then cut it in at awkward
moments.
It's like
the double rainbow guy.
Yeah, the double rainbow guy and the 2 minutes later. Remember that thing people vloggers cut in? Anyway, it's that people are using it. But I want you to see if it's actually, if what you're doing, because the problem with it is I can't do it because it's Bodhi, like he's too young.
Yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't have the defense system. Internally, that
maybe it'd be good for him.
Yeah, I mean,
do you wash your vegetables?
I only wash them if it states that you need to. So, for instance, some spinach.
Yeah,
it says wash like loose leaf spinach. where is the stuff from Woolworths is like pre-washed. So you can just
didn't even mean that.
But broccoli and stuff, I'm like, the logic is it's being steamed and so it's like getting water on it, so it's gonna gonna help it. If I was eating broccoli raw or something, like shaving it into a salad, I would definitely clean it.
What's the deal with today, get an applause ready, everyone. I wash the toilets.
Yeah. What was amazing was he came into the office and was like, right, have you gone and done your business in the toilet? Because
I did. That's not how I said it.
I know.
I said you're going to have to shit in the next 15 because I'm cleaning the toilet. Is what I said.
I was being polite, mate. I was being polite.
And you said I already fucking shat.
No, I said I've already done it, and I've put bleach into the toilet, and I've done a bit of a
Because when the barefoot investors coming over, you fucking make sure the toilet's nice.
Yeah, you make sure. But
his wife Liz is there. It's like, especially do you feel more pressure? When women are coming into the office just to tidy up a bit.
I did a break on Shepherd and Radio. A break is just a little talk bit where I'm talking. And we just do extended breaks on the show.
There was actually an Apple podcast review where the person said that it's like two mates talking and one mate always has stories from Shepherd.
That must be you. I mean, it's where I spent a good
chunk of your time.
I mean, 2 years, but it was significant years in my development.
Well, you had a lot of thinking time, but also it's a bit of a fish out of water story.
Yeah. Who wrote that? Because who was it?
Have you seen it in the Apple podcast?
No, is it recent?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't popped into my feed yet.
Okay,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I've taken that personally.
Well, no, don't.
And I'll follow up with a story from Shepherd.
No, it's actually, I thought it was positive. So the thing is, you can take all these things two ways. I'll read you. Do you want me to? I'll just quickly read it
to
you.
Find it, and then I'll tell you the story from Shepherd just to reiterate his point.
You tell the story, and then I'll read his thing.
So I've got a friend, Punchy, you've met.
Yes.
You nicknamed him Punchy.
That's not true.
Yes, you did.
Really?
Tim.
Yeah, but I thought his name was Punchy.
No. Tim Margetts, his name's Tim.
You don't call him Punchy?
Never called him Punchy until you called him Punchy.
What? Because he looks a bit like. Does
no,
he,
I don't know. I don't even know. He's he's.
Was
not,
that on the DFO shoot or something?
He's why not, did I don't know why he called him Punchy. He's not someone to punch anyone. He's Punchy. A sweet dude.
That's so funny. That's one of those examples of. That wasn't something.
No, I
liked
it.
Could have been a mix up. Anyway,
it might have been someone else. Anyway. He moved to Shepparton and everyone in Shepparton.
Do you call him Punchy now? Does he know that you call him Punchy?
I just call him Timmy or Margaret.
Would you ever go Punchy and he would know what you mean?
Nah. He probably wouldn't know. Tim, if you're watching, do you know what we're talking about? Anyhow, Tim was coming over to my place. I didn't know Tim. Tim and I just worked together. He's quiet. and he's creative and he's, you know, chooses his words carefully. And we got along because we love filmmaking shit. And I invited him over. So it was a date.
But I was just how far in were you? Like how, like what, how long have you been in Shepparton at this point?
Oh, not that long. Mm-hmm. Tim hadn't been there that long either. And we got free tickets to the concert.
You just pull a pube out of your mouth?
Oh, it was a fucking, one of my long hairs. One of, we had a concert that we were going to or some kind of show.
What concerts do they have in Shepparton?
Kate Miller-Heidke. Who else?
Kate Miller-Heidke, is she in the band that does
I don't know. She just did a
Hit by a Train.
She just did a solo show. Who else? Kitty Flanagan, like comedians coming through. Mm-hmm. Carl Barron. Anyhow, he was coming over and I just did this break where it was one of my favorite, where it was like I realized as I'm furiously cleaning my house that it was all for him.
Yeah.
I was like,
who else would this stuff be for?
It's what we do. It's setting times for people to come over actually gets our shit into gear.
It's amazing that like Bree and I don't have people over that much. But like Bree just wills it from somewhere else.
What I like is when someone actually cancels and we've cleaned the whole entire house. And it's like, good little hack. Actually really nice.
But
I'm going to book something in with you and then just cancel last minute.
So you'd clean for me? That's nice.
I'd definitely clean for you, baby nice. Boy.
So the Apple review.
Yeah.
My daily check-in. Great show. Like listening to two mates, except don't have a mate who regularly shares stories of his time in Shepparton doing breakfast radio, so it really rounds out the gaps in my social group. Also, for some reason, I think they would have a great chat with Miguel the chef. No idea why, but I've always thought this.
I had, speaking of a Shepparton story, I had Miguel on the show in Shepparton.
What? That is a bit of a random.
Real random. Do you reckon
that's Miguel has written that?
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, I cleaned the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, and but the question that I had is, what is the process of sponges for toilet versus kitchen?
What? They
excuse me.
You don't talk about, they don't live together.
But we only have one spot for the sponges.
We've got three sponges.
What the what have you done?
Well, I just
wiped down a bench with a.
But as soon as I did it, I put soap and fucking rinse it. That's why I hate sponges.
Where have you put it?
What color is it? The pink one, I think. It's the one that's in the fucking kitchen.
The one that's on top of the sponge that we use to clean dishes with.
You're a fucking gronk, dude. God. That's one of the biggest gronk moves you've ever done.
So what are you meant to do? Where do you keep it?
Fucking bathroom.
There should be there's a specific spot for toilet products.
I can't believe that. I was literally, gross. What did I say to you? Before.
I don't know what.
I said to you, I was like, I think we should get like a bathroom set. I thought that was a fucking good idea.
No,
like,
we got a bathroom set up. I think most guys, everyone knew that we bought all cleaning products for the bathroom.
Okay. But then I also got the lint, like we had like a glasses, the cleaners or whatever, because I worked out that the lint thing, what's that called? Microfiber cloth.
Yeah.
Works very well at fucking polishing stuff. And so I used that as well.
On what?
Everything. But I've rinsed. I know you're not really, like,
that's,
you don't wash them or whatever.
That's not the pre-Sonus one, is it?
No. Okay. No, it's a different one.
The glasses one, the one for your glasses.
Yeah, the one that's in the kitchen. But anyway, I thought that was, when I was doing it, I was like, it's a good question. I didn't think I was going to get that much of a reaction, to be honest, because.
Mate, I know you hate sponges, but you don't have to almost try and kill everyone else with the fucking bacteria on the sponge.
Well, I thought the amount of soap that I used would have counted any of that sort of shit. I reckon there's probably more feces on your hands right now than there is.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, because there's probably more likely. How well do you clean your hands?
I wash my hands, mate.
Do you always use soap?
I'm tidy. No, not always. Depends on what I'm doing.
If you shit, would you wash?
Definitely.
Use your soap?
Yeah. You grub? What are you talking about?
No, I was just asking.
Oh, man. Anyway. That's one thing I want to teach Bodhi.
What?
Just how to
do that stuff.
How to do that stuff. I'll tell you what you've taught Bodhi.
Oh, what?
Well, so you've been getting into TikTok.
Yes.
Which for some reason I thought TikTok was something else. I thought it was like one of those apps where you're singing along to shit.
Music, Musical.ly was acquired by TikTok. What's the deal, Mr. 97?
Yeah, I think they were acquired. But this maybe they rebranded. I think it was an acquisition, actually.
If you live in the world where you get pre-roll YouTube ads because you don't have Adblock or YouTube Red, I have this one where this is a guy and a girl, one guy's in a car and he's like about to belt out Lady Gaga song.
Mm.
And there
was one
together.
That I used to use. It was like Duet or something.
Yeah.
I was actually paying a subscription.
Oh,
it was $12 a month and you could – I did some very funny ones with like people in Indonesia were like right into it, and so it would be me and them doing duets.
So there was a bit in this video where you sent me – you've been downloading TikToks.
Mm. Yeah, well,
sending them to me.
That was sort of – so I did the Seth Godin book a lot. We don't need to play audio.
I'm just playing this little bit because I'm telling a story, a mid-story. You don't need to talk about
it. You need to unmute maybe or no?
Thanks for your help. Okay, here we go.
Excuse me, lovely lady. I'd like to take you out for dinner.
Now, fuck off.
Fuck you.
So you sent it through and I'm just chilling on the couch. Little Bodie man's next to me and as I'm playing it.
Now, fuck off.
He then says, fuck off.
Really?
As he heard the TikTok that you sent
me. That's so good. Is he still saying it?
No. I divert all conversation at that point. Not that it was a conversation, but I divert the situation to, look over there, look at the truck. Oh, my God, over there. And I just confuse the fuck out of him.
Mm.
And he doesn't pick it up.
Mm.
But
confused him.
You made him say fuck
I'm sorry.
Off.
But were you happy? I mean, you've got the best world of TikTok because I'm spending the hours on there finding the good ones.
I mean,
it's one of the few social networks you can download the content. So I downloaded the video and then I texted it to you.
You'd think they'd close it off, wouldn't you, at some point?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I mean, so how much time are you spending there and how much time should have you been spending on the book?
If I was to actually look, like the book was...
And not Facebook.
On Fleek. Mind you. No, seriously, Bree was taking photos of me throughout the day. I was quite... committed and good over the weekend on the book. 25% in.
Okay. Well, we've still got a whole another week to go. A weekend.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you want.
It's good. It's good. I took a photo for you to put of Seth Godin into your wallet.
Mm-hmm. Just, I appreciate that.
Bay, so you can look at him.
No, but I can tell you, I reckon because we trialed, I did an Instagram promotion, an Instagram ad, Insta Stories.
The show?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
And so that was... I was spending time looking at impressions and how many people. Do you know how many? Guess how many impressions, or guess how many people that Insta story. I spent $100.
Yeah.
How much was the printer, by the way?
Oh, yeah. 140.
How many?
For like, we'll get a whole wall, though, of images. So I the way
how
I
many
see it.
Did it what is it per photo? Because at Kmart, you can get. A big photo printed for 10 cents.
No, I know you can, but it doesn't come. Like, they're not like this. I like this that we can have a guest come in barefoot. There's a photo of him right here.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
That was from just before. But it's nice to – I mean, it's a purpose. It's a purposeful play at creating a wall just with them.
I did something like this like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I got the whole – I got like all my Instagram photos printed in this style, and then blue tacked them all up on our wall.
And what happened?
Bree came home. She's like, what the fuck have you done? How are they? The first thing was, how are they stuck there? She would have just, because remember, before we left Easy Street,
yeah,
I double sided taped something on the wall. It took the whole fucking plasterboard
and then
off.
And then you, oh no, was that Christian Hull thing that you put up, or you put that up to
I
cover?
I put up the Christian Hull
postcard. To cover the hole.
No, that was what made the hole.
Oh, that's what made it happen.
Yeah. So it wasn't slightly...
The adhesive was not supplied by Christian.
No.
It was...
No. Oh, no. It was a... I put up a quad lock mount and they talk about the 3M. Yeah, they talk about how good
you
the 3M
is. You fucking didn't ask me.
Yeah, I know. And then I pulled it. I pulled it to adjust.
I was
going to
happen.
I know. What's your your phone use time at the moment?
Oh, I got an update last night. Because I put this out on my Instagram and last week as a story and I put up my usage and it was about 4.5 hours.
Where is that?
And
again?
I got sent
screen time.
A guy sent it to me because I put up a poll and I said, is this good or bad? And he said, that's good.
How many hours on Insta?
I can't remember, but anyway, it was like 4.5 hours average on maybe Instagram. Maybe it was Instagram. This guy had 9 hours average on Facebook or something. It was fucking crazy. So you go into screen time, and then you go your week, whatever.
This is going to blow you away.
Last 7 days, 3.5 hours per day, Instagram. Most used at 6 hours and 48 minutes across the week.
Oh,
must be across the week.
Guess how many hours? I knew that it was a lot.
TikTok.
Because I've started. No. It's Instagram. TikTok's only 2 hours for the week, which is a lot given I don't post.
Yeah.
Instagram, since going back on personally coming out of retirement, 19 hours and 51 minutes.
What? Hang on, is that for the week?
Yeah.
So I got six.
On Saturday when I was checking our promo that I did.
Yeah.
I did 4 hours and 52 minutes.
Oh my God.
And that was in between doing the Seth Godin book.
Shit, dude.
It's not good, is it?
Not
That's
idea.
Not good.
Look,
I only had 1 hour on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot, man.
That's pretty intense,
I mean,
isn't it? Anyway,
you got off for a reason because you had a severe problem.
Yeah. But anyway, it's all going
the
fine now.
The problem's still there. Isn't that interesting?
I think I'm feeling okay with it. But I actually...
No, that's okay.
I went out on the weekend. We went outside. Went to, what was it, Cape Shank.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You guys have been there quite a few times.
Mm. The funny thing is I can never... There's certain things I just can't remember. So it's like new every time I go because Bree's like, you've been here 4 times.
Really?
I just can't, I'm like, can't remember what it is.
Do you think you go but you don't go because you're actually still here in the office thinking about the daily talk show? But somehow
What was I thinking about? No, I was thinking about there were some loud people in front of us walking and I was just thinking about like, oh, I wonder how I come across.
We were on a honeymoon, Amy and I, in
Santorini,
and like you pay fucking stupid money for little villas there and shit. They've got like all these cool little pools that go in under the cliff.
Was Santorini the one that I was disappointed with?
Yes, it is a bit disappointing. It's nice if you just love
so many fucking people.
Yeah, 100%. So, but if you just want to sit by a pool with the most crazy view, it's nice, but you're paying a lot of money.
What's the area that you should go to if you're in Santorini?
Fira is one of them, but then the other one down the end is like where the sunset is.
Yeah.
Everyone go, Oya is where the sunset just comes down. You get this amazing view of it going down behind the water, which doesn't happen in Melbourne.
We arrived.
Western Australia, maybe you said.
In Santorini, we arrived at like 3 a.m. and they didn't, they obviously, they were like, we'll have blankets and shit for you waiting because nothing's going to be open. Like
it's an island. It's a small island. You can
and they're like, but the hotel's not going to be open or whatever. They're like, there's going to be blankets and shit near the pool, and just hang there until like the sun rises, and then you can do that. Anyway, we got there and there was no blankets. And
it's
so
cold
I just,
at night. Yeah, it's cold at night.
Fucking freezing.
Yeah, it's not.
And so I remember I was like shivering and we're putting on as many sort of clothes as we could.
You did go swimming though before that, didn't you?
Oh, that's right.
That's
probably
why you're cold. You grunt.
I ended up doing that.
So we're out sort of lying on lounges and there was this Italian lady sitting next to us. She couldn't
know she was Italian.
Couldn't speak English. She's like very broken. You could tell she was Italian. Anyway, Amy and I were talking literally just like this, like just having a bit of banter. And
what do you reckon you were talking about?
I don't know. Probably Amy was pregnant. So maybe it was just that stuff. What should we do for dinner? It's just holiday chats. What should we do for dinner?
Well, I would love to see you in holiday chat. I'm a bit of a holiday chat guy all the time, aren't I? What are we going to have for dinner?
Well, yeah, holiday chat is pretty basic chat a lot of the time. Or you just read
Should we
book.
Have Mexican?
Anyway, this woman, she turned over to us. Excuse me, please be quiet. I was like, we're by the fucking pool. I flipped it. I was like, oh, no, I didn't flip it. Amy actually, she must have been hormones, was like.
She might have just been angry.
We're by the pool. If you want peace and quiet, go to your room or something, she said. It was so good. I was so proud of her. Because this woman was just an absolute gronk thinking that we should be quiet around
just
the pool.
Make up your fucking mind. It could have been something like that. If it was about the food thing.
Oh, yeah, she's listening into the conversation. Yeah. She was just being...
But there is something about, like, Australians in particular on holidays.
Yeah, yeah, we weren't rowdy. We met this Canadian couple. Actually, yeah, that's right. They were lovely. We went out.
You might know them.
Definitely not. No, but we went out. They just got married and as well, they were on the honeymoon too. And so we ended up going for drinks with them. That was lovely.
Actually,
but they were there at the same time and they were like, what the fuck? That's how we kind of bonded because they were witnessing this idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, what?
Yeah, I feel like that can bring people together. Yeah. That and like fire alarms going off.
Oh, yeah.
People can sort of become friendly.
Yeah, we had that. We were reminiscing over with our old house, not housemate, our old neighbor within our apartment block. We went and visited their new place and they just had a baby arrive.
New place where?
Down in Cheltenham. It was like they moved a while ago. You went
and visited your neighbors?
Yeah, we're friends, mate. It's called...
How did that happen?
Oh, we've stayed in touch with them. Amy has caught up with her a couple of times and her partner Dean and I get along well. He's the one who told me about how Pay ID, check anyone's number and it'll give you their name. So if you get a missed call on your phone, go to your Pay ID and send them
$2.
Go like I'm going to send them 30 cents or something and don't send it, but you just put in their number and you press it and it can just – it triggers off and shows you
their name. Does it still work? Name.
Yeah. So he said to me, because I saw it, our chat on the weekend was the time when the next door neighbor's house burnt down and I was out there fighting the fire. And so we all got taken down together. And so there was this congregation of neighbors having chat and banter and it brought us all nice and close together.
Yeah.
But our chat was also about how only about a week ago there was a news article that came out about someone had created something like a program. I don't know how it works. They create some sort of scanner.
Scraper?
Scrapes at scale. So it has shitloads of numbers and it's trying to find out who the account is linked to. And so someone had searched 70,000 numbers.
Created like a database type of thing.
Yeah. And so they're saying this is a huge problem. We need to, some bank accounts will only give you, you know, initials, it could be J, what's your middle name?
Richard.
J.R. after your dad, nice.
Yes.
J.R. Jansen.
No, actually after just a guy named Richard. It just so happens that my dad's name's Richard.
But did he name you after himself?
It was a joke.
No, but was it a play at his huge ego?
I think it's quite common, isn't it?
I don't know. My middle name's James.
Who's that named after?
Patron saint.
The Catholic
James, thing? Yeah, Catholic. James. Mm-hmm. And then my Alexander.
Were you always Tommy?
Thomas. James.
No, were you? I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, but I've always been Tommy, but no, it's Thomas, isn't it?
When was the decision that I'm going to be called Tommy?
I don't know. I've always had it. I don't look like a Thomas, do I? Nah.
With your hat backwards, I think you look like a Tommy.
Nah. Yeah, Tommy. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, did you find anything about that skimming?
There was only one from February.
Okay.
So it could have been.
It's the thing that you
struggling
bond
with Banda.
Yeah, it's so the one thing that you bond over. You spoke to him about that maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah,
we were out
for brekkie.
Mm, there are certain things
you just bring up. Hey, that's a good one.
There are a few universal things that you could talk about.
You bring back up, yeah.
Talking about like my go tos. I've even used it today. Fuck, geez, Amazon. they're bad, aren't they? They're just doing some fucking. I love talking about it because everyone's got an Amazon story.
Do they? Because I don't.
Yeah. Well, no, because I think you do. You do. Do you remember? I don't know if I told you this story. I think I can say it just because her dad definitely doesn't listen. But Bree's dad, after we caught up, a couple of months ago, he's like, "Oh, have you seen the newspaper?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Yeah, Amazon are tanking." He said, "Fucking Harvey Norman, fucking kick them up the ass."
Really?
Yeah. I was just like, it was the first time I'd heard someone like talking about Harvey Norman kicking
being
Amazon
in the
ass. Yeah.
No, Harvey Norman aren't the winner out of those two. Their loss here is just a nice tax write off for their huge profit they make around the globe.
Yeah, it's interesting. The TikTok thing, A Current Affair, apparently I saw a tease.
Tracy Grimshaw has a TikTok account.
No, that would be fucking brilliant. There's a lot of weird, there's some weird people on there, but they're doing a whole expose on, I think, pedophiles being on the platform.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
You could connect pedophiles to anything, any new thing that comes out.
Did you hear what was happening with YouTube?
No, what?
This was like it's about a month ago this happened. But YouTube, did you hear about this 97?
Maybe, continue.
YouTube were basically, its algorithm is very good at recommendations. Mm. And the problem was that it basically created a pedophile recommendation loop type of thing that's like, yeah. Pedophiles watch certain types of videos on YouTube, and so it was just delivering all of that content. And so they're completely re-looking.
What do pedophiles watch?
They look at fucking kids in fucking swimming pools and shit like that. Yeah. So it's all that sort of fucking content. Mm. Anyway, so they've they're looking at bringing in legislation, or there was a congressman that was trying to bring in legislation that would say that if you a non-professional, so say you're not on Nickelodeon or any of the broadcasters, if you're just a young person, you can't be included in recommended videos, which would change things going viral. You wouldn't have got the Charlie Bit Me thing or all that sort of stuff. But anyway, like, because the thing is that like YouTube is very good. Mm. So it gets all of this data, all these freaks, sees what they're viewing, and then can deliver that type of content.
It's interesting when they decide that they will reveal information about the person that is looking at all this kind of stuff. Mm. Like, I think that's a dangerous, scary time, because you don't want these pedophiles. If you can identify when somebody is consuming all this type of content and you can out them, and then the problem with them having the information to then prosecute people. It's such a fucking scary place.
Mm-hmm. For pedophiles, yes.
Scary place.
If you're not a pedophile, you're pretty good. Yeah. Don't you think? I mean, that's how I feel about this type of thing. Like, what if you're not doing crazy shit? If you're not a fucking, if you're not breaking the law, I have a way, like, which I know that this is like a bit of a conspiracy. Jimmy would be fucking smashing me right.
What do I have to hide?
Yeah, but I do feel a little bit like that.
Then the opposite. I think like that.
Because otherwise, it just sounds like you're defending fucking pedophiles.
I think like that too. But then it's like the CCTV conversation.
Mm.
You go, well, more CCTV, great. But then, are you okay for your privacy? Are you okay for you not to have privacy? Because when the conversation shifted to the individual, it then people start going, well, actually, no, I don't fucking want my shit.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be spying on me. Cameras everywhere.
Pretty deal. What do you think about privacy?
I don't know. I mean, the way that you're talking about it, Josh, like more CCTV, it's becoming a lot like Snowden. Like, there's just cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can see everything. With privacy for me, I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I don't ever use Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there's cameras everywhere and they're accessible, what is privacy at the end of the day?
Yeah.
The privacy conversation changes. Not like,
I guess part of it is what is good? Like, what should the government know? What should, but also like, if you think about it, so YouTube with all of the stuff that they're doing around their terms and saying, and content filters, they're starting to act more and more like a government. Mm. So they're starting to say what can and can't be on a platform. They talk about the demonetization or the complete removal of certain types of content. So that's I think interesting.
I think they've got a hard battle ahead to work it out, because it, like, what happens when people are getting fed these recommendations of these sickos, it's like they didn't know that was going to be the problem.
Well, part of it, this is the other thing that I think of, right? So you know how I was told the story about how I got the email from the spam scam person who said that they had a wanking video of me and they were going to leak it.
Which he panicked and he released his own.
Yeah, I front footed. That actually happened with the model just the other day.
She did it?
Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne.
He's already over it. What are the photos like?
No, I haven't seen the photos.
But she released it, so I think it's fair game if you wanted to see it.
Someone basically like blackmailed her saying, I have these photos of you, and then she put them out on her own.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is a good tactic, I think.
But she's gotten backlash from it.
Well, backlash because she released them?
Basically. It's
fuck those people. Why are you giving you backlash?
Well, this is my thought, right? Say if there was a wanking video of me out there.
Let's just say I was being fucking loose and I didn't put a piece of tissue on the lens.
No, but just say if there was any of it, would you, if you were.
Should see Mason smile right now because he knows he's done that exact thing.
Are you guys really like to say if you were to masturbate in front of like a computer or something that had a camera, would you really be concerned about the camera?
Yeah, definitely.
I am now.
Nah, I don't block a camera.
No.
Oh, just fucking lay out.
No, but this is the thing.
Matt and light a candle.
No, but this is the thing. But this is the thing, right? This is my point. The amount of people that don't, if there was that sort of a breach.
Yeah.
If we were to say every person who is masturbated in front of a camera,
yeah,
we've consolidated everything, there's going to be so many people that you're going to, like, imagine if all of a sudden every single person that you had on social media, you could click onto their profile and then connected to that is any nefarious shit that they've, like, that's been
It's a gallery.
Done.
Well, it's full on. But
so my thought is, that if a wanking video of you comes out, you have to worry because it's going to be everyone's wanking videos are going to come out.
Yeah. But it'd be embarrassing. There's a...
No, because everyone's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, but still it'd be embarrassing and still be...
Do you know what I mean though?
Yeah, but...
Because there's going to be higher profile, like...
Yeah, people don't care about
Koshy.
Me.
Koshy wanking. No, but I'm serious though. Koshy, Grant Denyer. There's heaps of Eddie Maguire. There's so many. There's so many examples of people would prefer to.
Yeah, but,
see that
the but the first few people that this happens to.
Yeah, sure.
There's a UFC fighter that it happened to, and he was on camera doing his thing, and there was obviously someone else on the other end.
Yeah.
Of the camera on the other side of the screen. She was on the screen, but then she must have screen captured it and released it.
Uh-huh.
But it was a big thing. Like it's, you know, he's a respected old school Randy Couture, one of the greats of UFC.
Yeah. I mean, just think about like, I do think about things like TikTok and stuff. It's just like what kids, even like the, like you have to flick through some because it's like, it's too sexualized.
Really?
Well, I just feel like, it's these people are in their school uniform and they're sort of, dancing like a little bit. And I'm just like, I don't know if I...
Highly sexualized.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's, but I think we should start doing, just to pull the needle on the other way, I think the Daily Talk Show should have a presence
producing
content.
Mate, I tell you what, let's just get through a few promises first and then maybe we look at what else we can bring to the table.
Well, the Seth Godin book is going to be done July 1. And the other exciting thing is...
Yes.
We got some premium, high quality. What's another word?
Top end.
Adhesive.
Okay. You're just picking words that are all a sticker. I meant sort of another word for premium.
Yeah. I think
luxury.
Yeah. Plush.
Yeah.
Luxury.
Bougie.
Luxurious. Yeah. So anyway, we got the Daily Talk Show stickers.
Yeah, they're sick.
3D Dill got them done for us. A great job, mate.
Thank you.
So are we doing a sticker giveaway, which I think we
haven't spoken about how we do it.
Yeah.
What do you
want to do? I reckon we hold off. This is a big week. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of promises that are being sort of.
It's pretty easy though. Mr. 97 doesn't have that many. We can just get him to send them. They're quite good because they're just in envelopes. So it's not going to, you're not going to have to worry about dealing with those.
Yeah. But by the time we actually go to send them out, you've promised scarves. You've promised water bottles.
Scarves would be good.
That's
actually.
What happened last time. We were doing a sticker run. And then you.
I said hold off because we have to send hats, squeegees, and everything else. No, but I think we could do. How can we give these away? What do you think, 3D Dill? You were the mastermind behind the stickers.
I don't know.
I want this. Can we work for them? Like, can we just do something?
Yeah.
I want to.
Like people have to. Like, it's. I want it to be like triple R.
You want to. No, I want you to. Like, because these are the premium ones. These are
UV protected. Yeah. They aren't. Exclusive to bumper. You don't have to put them on a bumper.
No.
However,
laptop's awesome. Cross your, you know, Apple if you got an Apple.
Yeah. However, I posted a photo on our Instagram. What are you laughing at?
No, just on the webcam.
Yeah, just covering the webcam.
You know, Facebook have actually given out to a whole bunch of agencies little Facebook little shields that you pull across the camera and back over. Yeah. So it's
well, they've got pop-up one now, like actual mechanical pop-ups in laptops.
Should we actually, should we do at some point the Daily Talk Show little covers?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, let's stay on task.
So, how do you want to do
this? This is what I want. This is what I want. Our email address is hi@thedailytalkshow.com. What I want you to do is pull out your phone and I want you to send us a personalized message via video, and you have to start it by saying, "What's happening, Gronk Squad?" and then leave us a little message.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to have Gronk Squad in there. Yes. You have to say Gronk Squad.
And it's got
to
be a video.
And it has to be a video.
And it has to be emailed?
And it has to be emailed. It will be like a few megabytes. So literally just do it and send it off. Keep it short. 10 seconds.
Are we gonna put them anywhere?
Yeah, I want to bank them and potentially have you as part of a Gronk Squad, the movement.
Should they shoot vertical or horizontal?
Yeah, this is an interesting one.
I think vertical.
Vertical?
I think vertical.
I mean, we can do a lot with vertical. We can build them into stories.
Okay. So, because these are premium, I think the 3D deal worked out that they're about 50 cents a pop.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Really?
No, that can't be right.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
We got
far
how
out.
How many of them?
We got 300 of those.
And how much did it cost us?
161 less than $15.
Okay, so about 55 cents.
The cash we're burning here, guys. Fuck me.
Which is when you look at it per sticker.
I mean, I thought I was burning cash over here with
so these are great thing. But think about what
it's all investments. It's all investments.
And we've revealed that we've got a fuck ton of these. there's no exclusivity to this at all.
So this is how you do it. hi@thedailytalkshow.com in whatever, say.
You need to send your address as well.
Send your address along with the video and we'll fucking get you back one of these stickers.
Yeah. No, we definitely, and it's, I want it to be in Victoria. They've got like Triple R, which is a community radio station.
Yeah.
And all their members put it, you know, if you're passing a hipster fuck, because they'll have the Triple R.
When we had
Milo, the audio engineer, coming in and soldering all this stuff, Triple R. So I knew it was legit.
You know what type of gronk they are if they've got one of these on the back.
Yeah.
And also just so you know, T's and C's, if you do send us a video, you've given us permission to use it in a future video. If you've got this far and you actually send the video, you're signing
it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and these are premium. Can we send two per
person? we'll send a bunch.
So a dollar's worth?
Right.
It's $1 in postage anyway, Josh.
So. Okay, cool. All right.
May as well go out.
So if we, anyway, that makes sense.
Let's all not right. think, don't think small.
3D Deal, have you got a inspirational quote for us for today?
Just channel it, mate. If you don't have it, just fucking
watch. Literally channel
it. What are you vibing from the weekend? You know, you're doing some exploring, had about 4 donuts, went walking,
having donuts
shoes.
Every fucking week.
What's a lesson from eating so many donuts? Well, what's a life lesson?
You had a good laugh before when we were in the supermarket when you said, do you remember when Dill said he eats like Mr. 97? I mean, to be clear.
No, he said, I eat closest to what Mr. 97 does.
3D Dill has a diet like me in 1997, but that's about the...
But he's lean. He's lean. Yeah, he's getting his steps
but
in.
But I can look like 97 with a Josh Jansen diet.
I know. How annoying. Maybe skinny fat, but there's diabetes potentially in the way for you. Maybe. As a kid, that's the only hope I had for fucking people like you that were skinny and eating shit, was that you'd fucking lose a limb.
You're a monster. You're a horrible monster.
I know. That's what happens. I think it's just a track out front.
Anything to leave us with?
Yeah, just live your life to the fullest, whether that's with food or experiences.
Yeah.
Just go outside, do something, explore, have fun.
Yeah.
Just like I went on like a 6 or 7 hour hike on Saturday.
All right, mate, we didn't ask for a story.
Just loved it.
Where was the hike?
In the Dandenongs near Kalamaroo. Chema will correct it.
Okay. Interesting.
Did you see any kangaroos?
No, but I saw heaps of birds, a few spiders, little bugs and stuff.
Oh, that's good. You had scones.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And donuts. And donuts.
And donuts. All right, very good. 97, have you got a little inspirational quote for us before we go?
No, but I got some reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just hit them out. But I need you to fucking make sure you do that story tonight, Mr. 97s.
Oh, that'll happen.
The spinach.
Okay, so we got a review from Tom. Been listening for around 300 episodes now. Always entertaining.
Thank you, Tom. We've got a garbage
truck. You can't really hear it. Anyway, continue.
We got one from Dill's parents.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, this is great. Yeah.
Love listening and watching the podcast. Two separate words, podcast.
Great, great.
Love it.
Entertaining and funny. Want to say a huge thank you for taking such amazing care of Dylan. It means the world to us that he is taken care of by family. Josh, Tommy, and Mason, you guys rock.
It's nice. Amazing. It's very nice.
That's cute.
It's Mr. 97.
It's like a, it's like the modern day postcard, lovely. Really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
I actually saw a picture on Instagram of the Rockies. That place looks nice.
In Canada?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Beautiful.
Oh, Mum said that Canada, the ice hockey team are in Melbourne and they're playing. She said it's 3 they're still going to see them.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Did you not know about that?
No, but Mum, if you want to send me money for tickets, then...
Yeah, great. I mean, what is it? Is hockey expensive, is it? To go?
I don't know, mate. It doesn't happen here much, so...
It can get expensive.
I would love to... as a kid, I wanted to get into hockey because you could wear real loose jerseys. So you could wear like 4XL.
Find the sport that you want to get into so you can actually trim down, cunt.
Yeah, I wonder what that would be. But yeah, that's quite true, isn't it? Hockey jerseys you wear quite long.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else, 97s? Is there any others? Or?
Nah, that's about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it. Oh, that's good.
Well done. Monday.
Yeah. Smashed it. It's currently 5 p.m. So this will be out in about an hour, I reckon.
We'll see you soon, guys.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Have a good one.